know if anybody else kind of registered something. But, I mean, I think it was most, a point she was making was quite clear and a very good one about desires and aversions being sort of natural states, and not to feel that there's anything wrong with that. You know, I think it was quite clear that she was, you know, saying that we need to accept those as is. But sometimes a little bit in the wording, I was wondering if anybody, if there was any kind of unclarity about that. I mean, it seemed like there were a couple of times just the phrasing of it. It seemed like maybe it was sort of saying it's not a problem, you know, having desires. You know, so it's that's the way we're all inclined to, or aversions or things like that. Just some of the wording was a bit subtle. So I don't know if anybody else kind of registered that at all. But okay. Because to me it was sort of like, and I understood what she was saying, but kind of the distinction between, say, liking a pleasant experience or not liking an unpleasant experience as different from then the resulting desire or tanha, craving or aversion, vibhava tanha, whatever it is, that results from liking or not liking. And that, in a sense, yeah, it is a natural response, because we're human beings and we have greed, hatred, and delusion, and so in that sense it's part of nature. But it is what we are working to reduce and eliminate in our lives, the desire, the aversion. We will always experience the unpleasant and the pleasant, and the liking and the not liking of those things. But the further step of going to desire for or desire to get away from aversion, that kind of stuff, is what we are trying to reduce and eliminate in our lives. And of course, accepting the fact that probably very few of us are there at that point, and to feel okay about those experiences, and not to judge them as wrong or bad, but to see the pain and the suffering that's involved with desire and aversion.
Just, you know, reflecting, like one of the challenges about teaching in a language is that all the words have the connotations of that language.
Mm.
And in English, nature is a positive connotation.
Right.
And so to say that something's natural, it's hard to say. It's not, if you say something natural, that means it's good in English.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, I'm guessing that the Buddha's teaching didn't use, you know, not using the same language,
right,
and that assumption might not be there.
Right. Yeah, so that's why I was thinking, you know, like, I'm assuming that she was using the word natural in the sense of, like, it is part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And in nature there is greed, hatred, and delusion. That's, you know, the basis for the existence. But yeah, the connotation is what I was wondering if other people were picking up on there.
Yeah, well, I think about it. I mean, this, you know, listening to this, it seemed like something that would be like, considered my parents. It seemed like, you know, considering the audience, it seemed like it was directed towards people coming to a monastery.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't be like you want to say, well, we're trying to bring about the cessation of existence. It wouldn't be something that would be, you know, well, so the other end. So I think, given that consideration, I think she's using language that was more for people who might be, you know, committed to or trying to understand what the process is about.
Could be.
Yeah, that her comment on, like, kamatanha was especially indicative of that audience,
mm-hmm.
being how, you know, it's okay to have sexual desire and even to act upon that.
Right.
But we've, as monastics, we've chosen to, you know, not engage in that kind of behavior.
Right.
That seems like something that a lay audience would respond to.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I agree. You know, it was all there, and I wasn't trying to say that she was wrong in what she said, but just pointing out the connotation, because, you know, if there is any sense from anybody, you know, that it's okay to act on sexual desire and that it's not going to just compound the problem of desire, then they might want to just, you know, reconsider that.